The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
Fucking bug it.
Dual screen over there, dude. Trying to watch some porn.
Yeah.
Over there. I see it. I see the motivation.
Chuck it football.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, hello and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. There are a lot of podcasts out there, and there's a couple NPC podcasts out there, and I'm a little sick, so I can't think of a good segue there, but I assure you they're not as good. Anyways.
Wow. Really enthusiastic, Flynn.
Yeah, no.
Really
enthusiastic. Oh, you're right. I'm coming back. Let this fucking Dayquil hit. I am your host, Anthony Fuentes, and with me, as always, is James Brizuela. What's up?
You sound like shit, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, he does.
I'll be all right. It's a good news week, and also Alex Cordova is here. Yeah.
I'm here, dude. I'm here. Most lively one here right now.
Oh, we got...
Whoa.
We got ourselves... What's happened? What?
I was going to say,
I'm pretty lively, too. Mm. Disrespectful that you're not saying I'm lively. I don't appreciate that. But yes, go ahead and take your quick bits.
I'm very lively. Not lively enough to the quick bits, so that's on you.
Hey,
you
you're throwing too many big words at me right now. Since I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect. Yeah, all right? Watch your mouth. I'm gonna help me with the podcast.
I'm going to sign while we're doing the fucking thing. So you go ahead and do it.
So this episode's quick bits, boys. Here we go. Power World Developer. They're flexing online right now that the profits from the game are, quote, too big for a studio with our size to handle. Just a little background noise right there. Just Pocket Pair, which is developer.
There we go. Hey.
They apparently only employ 50 people. So fuck off and suck it, Game Freak.
To be fair, I think only like 5 people developed those fucking games like Game Freak anyway, so it was fine, you know?
Nah, dude. Fuck. Don't lie, dude. Game Freak is sucking Nintendo dry for all that money, and they're just pocketing it, not innovating. But we'll get into it later, all right? Another quick bit for this episode here. We got Multiverses. Remember that one? The little fucking DC Warner Brothers Smash Brothers ripoff?
That was fun for a month. Yeah.
It's relaunching May 28th, 2024, but this time it is rebuilt from the ground up with Unreal Engine 5 and allegedly improved online play. So there's that. And you know what? We'll talk about this after this next little quick bit. This one's going to be a doozy for you guys, I know for sure. There was a Warner Brothers DC call, and they revealed that Hogwarts Legacy 2 is set to go live service as a sequel, just like Suicide Squad killed the Justice League.
Just like how we joked how that would be a bad idea. I love that they're like, oh, it's a good fucking idea.
David Zaslav.
Oh, I can't do it.
So, well,
we talked
about a couple episodes ago, right? That was the best selling game of 2023. And how do they follow that up? Let's fuck it over, Suicide Squad style. So, you know,
I love it.
Great job.
A pure single player game, best selling game. They're just like, how do we give people what they don't want? How about that?
Yeah,
that's cool.
And even more weird is Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League is fucking terrible on all accounts. They're like, you know what? We're going to do that to Hogwarts Legacy.
Yes.
Yeah. They're doubling down, dude. It's crazy.
Like, oh, yeah.
Shit is already $40, and I'm still not going to buy it at $40. I don't even think I'll buy it. I would probably buy it at like 10. If that,
I'm not going to give my fucking money. Yeah.
I'm not even going to. If it lands on, in like, 3 months, if it lands on the PlayStation Plus like extra tier, I'll probably try it. Maybe, probably not, but I'm not paying for that shit.
Yeah, I'll consider the SSD space. I'll consider it. But, you know, I can leave other games I haven't played on there anyways, so, you know.
I mean, it's like there's a lot. I mean, we talked about last episode. They were barely at like 5,000 player count on Steam alone, so I haven't even looked up their player count recently, but I'm sure it just keeps going down and down. So that's probably the most stupid thing they could do, honestly. I mean, let's make Harry Potter, but let's give him a whole bunch of microtransactions and battle passes. Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, fun. I like how we'd even stop to take a break. We're just like, to go review. We're like right away. We're like, no, live service, WB. Let's fucking take a real quick aside here just to talk some shit. That's good.
I was going to see if you wanted to talk about the first 3 points.
Let's do it. No, I'm with it because also multiverses.
Yeah.
You know what? I really hope they don't go the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League route. I would be interested to see a better version of this game, though, because I think the OG had a lot of potential.
They have to balance the shit out of it, because there are some characters like the Iron Giant that was just so unbalanced. So if it releases and it's more balanced, then yeah, for sure. But yeah, some of the characters were just like way too buff.
God, some were fun though.
What was the Adventure Time guy? Jake?
Jake was great, dude. I love Jake.
Yeah, of course you did, because he's jank, dude.
Yeah, he was great with his long-ass punches. That shit was so cool. That's exactly what I was thinking about. I'm like, I wonder what a new engine he would play like.
Yeah, super jank.
I don't know. Did they? I don't know if they mentioned. I watched the video, the little announcement video. I don't know if they mentioned if it's going to still be free to play or if it's going to be, like, paid, but...
Probably like, paid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like... Don't get me wrong, like, Smash is still king, but, like, we need an alternative. Like, they're not updating Smash anymore. Smash is now, what, 2018, 2019? What was it?
2018. 2018,
yeah. It's fucking 5 years old. We need some new...
It's
we,
6 years.
We need some new... Oh, well, fuck, my bad.
Yeah. 6-year-old game.
I mean,
yeah, what is it to you, you know?
Multiverses has a lot of... It had a lot of promise, but them stopping it, and then I don't know, you know.
No, they cut the hype train short. Like, honestly.
Yeah, if it's free to play, I'll re-download it. But if it's not, I probably won't buy it.
I'm kind of with you on that one.
Yeah, I'm not buying it full price. Mm-hmm. And if it's like a budget title where they maybe might release it at $20 and then do add-ons or something, I might be into it. But like, yeah, or that or free. Like,
yeah, so. I'm with you on that one.
I was gonna say $10.
Damn, $10, dude.
It's like, because that Nickelodeon one apparently tried really hard to go for the Smash scene, and I hear nothing but not great things on it.
Well, it looked messy though. That one looked.
It looked cheap. It looked cheap.
Dude, the first one. So I played it with my kids. Right, I bought it for like fucking $10 on Black Friday just so I have something to play with my kids. Mm-hmm. The first one sucks. The biggest, you know what, like, it's just bad, right?
Yeah.
They couldn't even take, like, they took clips from all the shows and used that as sound bites, and that's it. But I heard that the second one tried to fix it, but I personally have not played the second one. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it was just, you know, I can only speak on the first one. And the first one, I would rather play PlayStation All-Stars over it. It just wasn't... Yeah, and it was very floaty and all this shit. And like I said, dude, if PlayStation All-Stars can, like, kind of just, like, just fucking straight up copy Nintendo, dude, and give us...
I'm okay with that. I'm like, honestly, like, fine.
That was the only issue with All-Stars was the fact that, like, the only way to score points was to use your special, right? All they had to do was give us the option to spike or, like, kick people off the stage, and it would have been fine, but...
See, yeah, the one thing that I believe Multiverses did well that Smash Brothers does well is you have to be able to really disrespect your opponents. That's something they all miss. They're like, no, it's clean, fundamental fighting gameplay. Like, no, you had to be able to take a dump on your opponent when you get the opportunity to do it. Because that's how it's fun.
I don't know why you're talking about taking dumps when all your characters are trash anyways.
No,
but
dude, it's fine, dude. Yeah,
we only got like an hour, hour 15.
They have nobody
so
that does Wonder
it.
Wings in there, you know? What kind of fucking game is that?
Here we go. That's too late for those.
And then thumbs up, Power World. How about that? Thumbs up, Power World. Way to go. Way to go, guys. You keep on keeping on. I ain't got time to play your fucking game, but still. Good job.
I mean, you know, it's a flex. It's a weird flex. We'll take it, but, you know.
Yeah, I'll take it.
They're basically saying we have so much money, we don't know what to do with it.
I don't know. Maybe hire some money. There's poor people. Oh, that's good.
I still dabble in it. I don't play it as much as I did when it first launched, but there's just so many other games.
I got too many good games right now. We'll talk about them coming up for sure. Yeah. All right. What else we got? These quick bits. Hey.
All right. So the last couple quick bits we got here. that, you know, the things that we've been talking about for the past fucking 7 episodes about Xbox losing the exclusivity or whatever to their games. Hi-Fi Rush, right? It's now available on Switch and PlayStation 5. And the DualSense controller features have propelled it to even higher views than the Xbox.
Yeah.
Sony, and more Sony news, Sony has also paused the Virtual Reality 2 production due to the sheer amount of unsold units.
No!
Yeah, color me surprised there.
So why don't you support your fucking systems? How about that?
I am shocked and appalled at that news.
Couple more. Well, we'll just round it out here shocked with the last couple.
And appalled.
Couple more Sony-centric. Helldivers 2 now has its own Let Me Solo Her type savior. And if you don't know about Let Me Solo Her, he is a guy from Elden Ring fame. He literally would tell people, hit me up on Reddit, hit me up on social media, invite me to your game, and I will kill the hardest boss in the game for you without even breaking a sweat. So it's funny now that Helldivers 2 has that type of player now. And his name is Skull Admiral Dot Atasu. And I just want to read you guys a quick little quote from him that I had up that I fucking lost when I moved my browser. But check this. Nice. Like, this is fucking, dude, this is some big balls fucking energy right here. All right, hold on. Let me look it up real quick. All right, here we go. Okay. Quote. Apparently IGN interviewed him, right? So this guy says that he just goes around answering SOS beacons, which for the Helldivers 2 folks know that when players are in trouble and they can't get past a level or whatever, they send out a SOS, okay? So this guy goes and just spends his time playing the game answering these beacons, right? And here's a quote from him directly via IGN. Quote, I will try to save you from imminent danger and lead you towards victory. If I see 3 dudes constantly dying on a useless bug hole, I will lead you to the objective, cleaning all the places of interest I come across and saving every sample I see. After, I will head to the extraction zone and call it for you. And then I will tell you, don't worry, the shuttle can wait till the end of the game. You can finish everything. Don't worry. That's true. Shuttle will wait. It's all on me. So this guy, yeah. I mean, I don't know what level he's playing on, but...
But balls, some, dude. But
yeah,
balls.
Yeah, I was going to say, some fucking steel balls of steel there, all right?
Skull Admiral Cajones right there, dude.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah. And then the last 2 little quick bits we got, we've been calling it for a couple episodes as well. Ghost of Tsushima has finally been announced for our PC boys, and it's releasing on May 16th. It includes everything that PC can do better than PS5, widescreen.
Whoa, hold on.
Let me finish here. Widescreen, 4K, more than 60 FPS. But also, they're throwing in the whole Legends multiplayer and Iki Island expansion as well. And then finally, James's favorite game that's probably going to be his game of the year, Squirrel with a Gun. Is releasing later this year, and that game, as you can imagine, is literally you run around as a squirrel.
That's what I'm talking about.
It looks like it looks just as stupid as Goat Simulator is, so I'm all for it. Or Goat Simulator is unbelievably stupid.
Or Untitled Goose Game, bro.
Yeah.
Or no. Untitled Goose Game, there's like an objective, and there's something to do. When you're playing Goat Simulator, you're just running around doing random shit and blowing up as a goat, mind you. and squirrel with a gun, it's just so fucking hilarious seeing a squirrel with a giant Glock just blasting guys in the face. It's really funny.
Yeah.
I wanted to play it when I saw the trailer, but it was only on PC. I didn't have the proper PC at the time. So I can't wait. I'm gonna buy the shit out of it.
I love how Trash Month made its way to the NPC Gaming Podcast.
In some form.
Hey, you know what? We might have to do a little Trash Month fucking of just video games throughout the year, man.
I'm okay with highlighting jank software. I'm with that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you just gotta play mindless, stupid games, you know?
I am with you. You know, and also, which is usually great for VR. But for some reason, Sony can't even have those ones on there. I don't know what's going on, dudes. What happened?
I mean, I've never been hyped for the VR, the PlayStation VR, or the VR 2, all that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I literally bought the Meta Quest 2, I think, and now they're on, what, 3? But I bought the Meta Quest because it was on sale on Black Friday. And don't get me wrong, there's some funny-ass VR games, like, to just play and, like dick around in.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, a full-edged game, I mean, yeah, I never saw the... I'm never paying more than, like, $20 for a VR game. I'm not going to drop $60 for a VR game at all, ever.
Yeah. Never. No, I'm with you on that one. Yeah. I really enjoyed Resident Evil 4, the OG, in VR. That was really fucking fun.
Oh, yeah.
But that was it. That was totally... After that, I tried other games and just honestly, mechanically, they're so simple. Like, they just don't work.
I mean... I will say that the Darth Vader game, I mean, I talked about it in the thread with the boys, but that Star Wars game about Vader Immortal is fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, there's 3 episodes of it. Like, it's super cool that you can use a lightsaber in VR and all that. But, like, again, I would not spend more than $20-$25 on it.
Yeah.
And I bought all 3 for, like, $20. So
there was a game that I played way back in the day on PC. I must have been maybe... 9, maybe 10. It was called Virtual Springfield, and all it was like a virtual reality type of situation where you walk around Springfield and like you can go to Moe's and pick up the phone and it's Bart prank calling, and you can go and walk into anybody's house and all that. If they did something like that for VR, but they did that across like beloved franchises, that would work so well. But they never do shit like that. They think they have to try to make a core game in VR, and it's like you don't really have to do that. Do something that's just kind of fun and walking around and seeing something in virtual reality, like Springfield, like
that, you know, does something with fun.
Family Guy,
South Park would be so South cool.
Right?
Oh,
just walk around and see the school and the mayor's office and all that shit. Like, they need to do stuff like that with VR, and I guarantee more people would be about it. Like, think of it in terms of if they did like The Sims VR or whatever. But the games that should be VR, Minecraft, if you will, stuff like that. I don't know if it's actually VR or not, but stuff like that should be VR. And
yeah, there's not.
And they're not doing stuff like that. They're just trying to make the technology's still not there for them to have like a Call of Duty or whatever in VR. It's not there. It's not gonna be there for a long time. So instead of trying to make these like, you know, super badass games that end up just being boring, you know, mechanically, just do some cool shit in VR and people will buy it. So
yeah. How about also maybe Harry Potter? Hogwarts.
I was just going to say Hogwarts, dude. Can you imagine that in VR? People would buy the shit out of that.
Yeah, I think there's attempts, but like it's all like poor people, it's fans doing it.
Okay, so when in Hogwarts Legacy, when you do the spells, you do it with your controller or whatever. But if they did that, and it was like a complimentary game. It wasn't like a full like Hogwarts Legacy VR, but if it was a complimentary game and it was just about like casting spells and making potions, but you can do it all with your hands, like, dude, that would sell like fucking hotcakes.
I know I'm sick right now, but I'm doing the Vince McMahon fucking gift right now. Like, everything you're saying, I'm like, fuck, I'll Revelio this whole fucking thing. That's what every I'm time
saying, man. Just abacadabra people.
Abacadabra. Oh, that sounds so good. Come on, what the fuck, Sony? Like, you have the resources.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. Like, they did release cool shit like Vader Immortal, and then but then they released Batman, and it's just like boring. It's not.
Yeah, Batman.
Batman should be.
I mean, like, I'm trying to think of my shit that I have on the Quest, and like Resident Evil 4, of course, is like that's probably the closest to like I would ever say that it's like, dude, you guys have to play this because it is fun.
It's so good,
but. After that, it's like, ugh, man, like, there is nothing that is like, oh, yeah, guys, we need to definitely play this type of stuff. It's, yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's...
Plus, I mean, I think RE4 moves ahead because the game itself is just paced insanely well. So playing a VR version of it, you're relying on that actual single player to go ahead, and it's very motivating. I think these developers don't know how to build a single player experience that makes you want to keep playing. Like, that's hard to do, even on a regular controller. So to do it in VR originally with no console backup, I mean, it's a tall order. So I know Half-Life, people say that one nailed it. Half-Life Alyx, was it?
Yeah, I haven't had to play that, but I have heard as well. Yeah, that one does.
But like, that's so few and far between. But yeah. VR ain't there. Like James said, give me the gimmicky shit, but make it fun. That's what I want.
Yeah,
I want that shit. Yeah.
Like all of the Lego games, collection games, things where you don't have to like really be engaged in like a full blown like cinematic type game. All those would do well on VR, in my opinion, just to go in there and just kind of you're immersed in the world, but it's not requiring you to do a whole lot, but you're still in that world experiencing it as if you're in there. That's what they should be doing, but they're not.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Definitely.
But anyway, Squirrel with the Gun, let's go.
Yeah, Squirrel and Gun VR, how about that? Let's fucking do it.
Dude, Squirrel with the Gun VR, let's go.
Yeah, I want to see that tail fucking real time, baby. Ugh. Yeah, and then, you know, if it ever comes to PlayStation Plus or on discount, I still recommend Hi-Fi Rush. And if you get the DualSense feedback, I'm fucking jealous. Because that is the kind of game that I think can absolutely use it. So, you know? Hey, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I mess around with it on Xbox, like, for because of Game Pass. Yeah, Game Pass. I don't think I'd ever buy it, but, you know, I mean, the people that don't have Game Pass or don't have two consoles, I mean...
Fucking peasants, you're right, dude.
Well, no, I mean, not that, but it's just like, you know, I mean, I'm sure people hear about it, and...
Hide the money, y'all.
There's four people trying to buy games.
Call me the Power World developer, dude. Flexing two consoles, whatever. But yeah, you know what I mean. I don't know how the DualSense would really make it better than the Xbox. I mean, I get it. It's cool, but it's not like it's must play.
Yeah.
You know, like on PS5 over Xbox. But
I mean, it's a good game. Support a good game, you know. Well, that's how I feel about it. But
I'll check it again. It's kind of a game that. You know, it's one of those games where I'm probably sleeping on it, and then I'll play it, and I'll be like, shit, I should have played this a long time ago, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I said
I'll get around to it.
When it's cheap, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got some announcements, some new shit. Oh, this is fun. This is going to be really good news and really shit news.
You
know what?
You go ahead and announce that, Flynn, and I'm going to put my headphones far away from the mic this time so it doesn't pick up the echo, but I will be like right back in 15 seconds.
Okay, he's going to do 15 seconds. He's going to go jerk off real quick.
I'm going to put my headset all the way away from the mic.
Steven. Oh, okay. So let's just do it. Mario Day announcements. We got a surprising amount of news for Mario Day. That never fucking happened. So let's see if we can get through these while Cordova is out and he can give us a reaction when he gets back. But on top of the list for I think me and you, James, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door is launching on May 23rd, 2024,
baby. Let's go. That's a day one buy, baby.
Yep, day one. Day one digital. Fuck, I even get this physical just to always have it. I don't know yet. Because Mario RPG.
Yeah, I just go digital now, but still, even regardless of that, I'm so excited. Since this podcast launch, I've been asking for this.
Yeah, no, I think Nintendo heard us. It definitely heard us.
Yeah.
Because this shit wasn't even announced when we started this. And we've already here. The journey's almost here. 2 months.
I know. Two months, and we're going to have it on the Switch. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. Yes. And then, of course, we got the ports of Luigi's Mansion 2, which I think is an underrated game. It's a very good game.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I know 3, like, 1's a classic. 3's, like, the best version of that type of game. But 2... Two's got his moments, so don't sleep on it. And that launches on June 27th.
Yeah.
And then we got, of course, Dr. Mario, Mario Golf, and Mario Tennis. These are hitting. They're already on the Nintendo Switch, actually, online. They got announced, and now you can play all the sports RPG goodness. Boy, I am about to sneeze. It's going to come out right now.
Let it out, dude.
It's not doing it because of all the Mario happiness. But
I miss it though. Did James do the cable guy like?
We sure did. Absolutely.
I finished it. I went.
And he put his nipple to the mic, and he's like, "Oh, really?" he did the whole thing.
No, I taught you a lesson.
Okay, so
Steven, I can fix this.
So yeah, you know, you get these Game Boy classics on your Switch Online, and I gotta say, Mario Golf in particular, and Tennis too, they're actually full-fledged single-player experiences. They're really good. So if you get
I haven't played Mario Tennis in years, so I'm excited. I didn't know it was already out. Yeah. I would have been playing that.
Yeah, it's on there. I mean, I got so many fucking games, but I definitely want to take some time for these, because the Golf, and like, they're just fun single-player, like, RPG experiences. It's very cool. Mm-hmm. And of course, the big news was Super Mario Brothers 2, the movie, is coming out in good old 2026. So we gotta wait 2 years from this date, 3 years from the OG, but it'll be out April 3rd, 2026. Please give us a Luigi's Mansion spinoff, maybe on Peacock or something. Till then, that'd be nice. But you know, I get it. Nintendo's very, you know, hands-on with these things. But yeah, Mario Brothers movie, all that shit. Any thoughts on the Nintendo Mario Day announcements?
I'm excited to play Luigi's Mansion 2 again. It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Alex was away, we were just gushing about Thousand Year Door. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe it's 2 months away.
For real.
It's going to be a long 2 months for me, because I can't wait to play that game again. So
yeah same here. To be honest, same here.
I'm a little upset that it's going to take them until 2026 to release Super Mario Bros. Movie 2. That kind of blows. Yeah. I'm impatient with that, because, like, I feel like they keep pushing movies a lot lately, and so it kind of sucks.
I think so, too. I also think Nintendo is very protective of its IPs now, especially when it's, like, not gaming. So you can tell this is them, like, no, we have to make sure 2 is good. I don't know. Are we getting Zelda before that? I can't remember.
I doubt it. No.
No, you don't think so?
I don't think so.
Maybe 2025? I
haven't felt like it. They haven't really even announced
it. They haven't
talked about it. Oh, right. It's 20, yeah. I keep thinking it's 2023. Fuck me. Okay, never mind. Nah, we're on a drought. That's how that's going to work. Oh, that sucks. Okay. What about you, Cordova? What do you think?
I mean, I'm here for it. You know, like, fuck. I mean, I've been waiting for a Thousand Year Door. The remake and all that. I'm hyped that it's not far. Mm-hmm. And then Luigi's Mansion 2 HD. I mean, I still need to, like, you know, get 3 and all that. There's just too many damn games. But, you know, at least they came with some content this year. I'll give Nintendo credit.
They finally did that. I'm with
them. They didn't just announce sales, you know. They were like, hey, here's a whole bunch of new games. And then, you know, everyone saw Super Mario Brothers 2 coming from a mile away, so...
Yep, that's true.
On the Mario Day announcement, it's not really a Mario Day announcement, so to speak, but I tried the Princess Peach Showtime demo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard it's not that great.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. I was actually very shocked at how bad it was. I was like, dude, this sucks. Yeah, I didn't even finish the demo because I was like, this ain't it. I honestly thought it was going to be way better than what it was. And it's easy even for Nintendo standards. So
yeah, that's what I've heard.
I was...
More like Princess Peach shit time, am I right? Huh?
Oh my god.
Sure, let's go with that.
Oh, my sick delirious brain. Okay, now that's all the good news. We got some. Speaking of shit time, please.
Yeah, speaking of more shit news, the Star Wars Battlefront remaster release was absolutely unequivocally botched. Fans have finally got a chance to play the long-requested remaster Star Wars Battlefront 1 and 2, and it has not been a good time. Developers Aspyr, whatever the fuck they're called. Or Aspyr?
Aspyr. I think it might be
Aspyr.
Aspyr. But Aspyr is not that far off.
Oh, Aspyr. Aspyr, my bad.
Aspyr. Anyway.
Fucking Harry Potter spell, dude.
Avada Aspyr. Avada Aspyr. So, the fucking idiots who messed up the Knights of the Old Republic remake and the Knights of the Old Republic 2 remaster released the game in a rough state with major glitches online, poor hit detection, and server issues. The port is based on the PS2 version of the game, which only features 2-player split screen instead of the 4-player version from other platforms. And they even released the wrong build early on, only to be completely replaced with a patch. Fan mod content has also been included without the modder's knowledge. Way to go, Aspyr.
Whew.
Man, I don't, like, they're just, this developer, dude, what the hell are they doing to Star Wars?
I don't know why Disney's like, keep doing stuff. What the fuck? This is really bad. Like, I was gonna buy this game. I was ready to go. I was ready to go.
I'm glad I did it. Yeah, I'm so glad. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, and it feels like, why are they not doing their homework with these ports? Because the Grand Theft Auto trilogy was the same thing. It just came out of the gate. It was shitty, and they should know what they're doing because of technology now that shouldn't be happening.
Yeah. But what?
I don't understand it. Like, why are they not testing the fucking game before they release it? I don't get it.
Cordova, what you got on this?
I was going to say, I heard that literally today they released a patch that fixed a lot of issues. But it's like just the fact that, like, how are you going to release a Star Wars game in that state? Like, in, like, today's age, you know?
Did they not? So, yeah, it's one of the most beloved Star Wars games of all time.
Well, not one. Two of the most beloved Star Wars games, you know? Like, so, yeah, it's like they had a slam dunk. They fucked it up. I would have literally bought it, you know, day one. But just the fact that they fucked it up that bad, now I'm just like, you know what? I'll just wait, man. There's plenty of other games to play.
Yeah, I'm going to buy this bitch at a discount for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's really, I have the Knights of the Old Republic ports that they did on the Switch. I mean, they're fine. I haven't got to 2 yet because I heard that 2 is the one they really fucked up. But James has more experience with 2 than me. So, I don't know, man. Like, I was really hyped for it. It's just, yeah, it launched in a shitty state. Something about, I saw someone say on Twitter that they only had like a couple servers, like 3 or 4 servers.
It was 2.
Jeez.
Oh, it was only 2?
It was
two
servers. So, 2 independent servers. Yeah.
I don't know how you have that for a fucking Star Wars game that you know that everyone is just going to be like all over.
Oh, you know what? Maybe 4, 2 per game. How about that? How about that? They tried. You know?
Yeah. I don't. Again, this is just, it's people cutting corners at this point. Because again, yeah, like everybody's been asking for this, and they're like, okay, we're gonna give it to you, but we're not gonna have the server capabilities for the thousands upon thousands of people that are probably gonna try to play it on the day of launch. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And
come on.
Also, when you shoot somebody, you know what's in your crosshairs? That's actually going to be Stormtrooper style, where it actually is not shooting directly where you want it to be. So that's pretty good.
I saw gameplay like that people are posting on social media and shit, and it looked like a goddamn 56K type of internet connection, and these people were like, yeah, that's bullshit because none of my other games like run like this. Mm-hmm. So it was totally that the game and the servers and all that.
Yeah, and also stealing fan-made content, that's also kind of dodgy. Yeah. A little dodgy, like, and the fact that the port's the PS2 version, like, I get it, it's probably the most popular version of the game, but, like, there's better ones out there that are, like, you know, a good base to build off of right there, so I don't know. I don't know what these guys are fucking doing.
Yeah, I mean, they had a slam dunk. I don't know. They botched it. Shoddy.
Precisely. I am with that. And with that, that's our news. We had some good stuff in there and some real bad stuff. This is interesting stuff in our leaky rumor mill time. What? Hey. Yeah, very interesting. Cordova, would you please indulge us on this just dropping fucking news?
I could have sworn we talked about this before, but like I looked through the outline and I don't see shit about this. But I mean, it's been
it's confirmed. This is more confirmed. Yeah.
It's been slowly leaking throughout the past couple months, but the PlayStation 5 Pro specs have leaked recently.
You got numbers, baby. We got numbers.
The PS5 Pro has been leaked in full, according to Insider Gaming. And it looks like it's, spoiler alert, more powerful than a PlayStation 5. Who would have knew?
Oh,
so, the big selling point will be AI upscaling with a substantially better graphics card, graphics processing, for up to 8K resolution, better ray tracing, and a detachable disk drive. Oh, we're looking at a fall 2024 release for this one, and Sony is pissed. potentially limiting third-party rollout of development tools in the future.
That's the new part of the news for us right there, because we've been predicting all those things, like in individual episodes as they've come along. But now, again, this and Insomniac leak, like Sony's like, they are punching the air right now, whoever is on their fucking teams. Like, that's not good.
I mean, yeah, I looked at the specs. It's basically, they said it's going to be as powerful as the most powerful PC graphics card right now, which, I mean, it's a 490, which is, you know, between a 480 and a 490. I know you guys don't know what I'm talking about.
But nope.
At the same time. No, oh, no,
yeah,
at
totally.
The same,
it's yeah, no, dual. Between 480 and a 490, like 90's it's, more it's, than 80. Ain't that?
It's got,
it's very good.
It's got dual carbon fisters. Yeah, I got it.
Trust oh, me. My God, trust the carbon me. Fisters are going to be great for ray tracing.
Trust me. We'll get my brother-in-law on here next time, dude. He'll give you guys a full rundown. Don't worry.
Yeah. It's running a 57 Kakarot, right?
1.21 gigawatts. Yeah.
It's basically, it's going to be more as powerful as the most current PC, but no game nowadays is utilizing that to its full potential. So
yeah,
you're not going to get something that's going to melt your mind. You're going to get better frames, and that's about it. But yeah, I mean, I'm not, if they release it, I'm not going to be out first in line to get in all that shit, because there's nothing utilizes 8K. Like I've said last episode and stuff like that. Like nothing is doing 8K. Some things can barely do 4K right now. So
no 8K 30 frames per second for you? Is that not what you're looking
for? No. Why would I want that? But I can just do 60.
Yeah, 4K 120 I think is the they did leak out what game was running on this. There was a game that they tested that got leaked onto Reddit, and it was 4K 120. So the PS5 Pro
was it a fucking PS2 game?
No, it was a newer. It was a fucking, what game was it? I can't remember. I'll have to look it up.
There was no way it was a current gen game, dude, because those things can barely hit 30 at 4K.
It could have been a PS4 era game. Now that I'm thinking about it. Okay,
well that I can believe.
That I think tracks a little more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, hey, way to go. PS5 Pro, I still haven't got one. Maybe I'll wait, but I have no TV that could even take advantage of this. Like, I really, my TV's not fucking 4K. It's 1080. I've been having it for years. You know what? It's just fine. So, it'll be all right. But, hey, Sony got more leaks. Hey, huh? This is a really Sony-centric episode here. James, what we got?
Yeah, so this not released or rumored Spider-Man multiplayer trailer got leaked. And we had no idea this was even coming. Insomniac's canceled Spider-Man multiplayer game, rumored to be called Spider-Man the Great Web, leaked its web fluid all over the internet. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so anyway, the 2-minute-ish trailer showed off a wide variety of different Spider-Men and women fighting villains like Vulture, Doc Ock, and Venom. It also showed off a Spider-Verse-type portal system from the movies, some good old co-op fun like tag-teaming the bad guys with spider-fluid.
2 minutes? No news on this tag-teaming? God damn!
No news on this game will remain canceled or be rolled into a Spider-Man 2 DLC pack later down the line. Discuss. I saw the trailer, and I'm honestly very sad that this isn't happening, or whatever this was supposed to be. I hope it's happening, because co-op in Spider-Man 2 would be fucking amazing.
It looked interesting. I gotta say, it actually looked pretty fun from the trailer. Yeah. You know?
I mean, to be able to swing around as Peter and Miles would be pretty badass. So
yeah,
or whoever, you know, whatever.
Madam Web.
There you go. Yeah, that kind of sucks. I mean, it looked cool. I also understand them kind of playing with the idea and then not wanting to do it, because Spider-Man isn't exactly a multiplayer game. Mm-hmm. And I think that would kind of lessen its value in a way, because they're really strong single player games, and I think they should stay that way.
Yeah.
But it would still be kind of cool to swing around with friends in the city. So
mm-hmm. Swinging with friends too. God, this whole thing is full of innuendo.
I thought it looked super, super cool. Like, the fact that I think it was up to five people that were, it showed five Spider-Men or Spider-Women, and like they were doing tag team moves. They were beating up, like one person was beating up a thug or you know, an enemy, and then like they uppercut him, and then the next person takes over in the air. Like that looked cool, but at the same time, it did literally look like Spider-Man 2, so maybe they canceled it because they're gonna make us pay for it. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, I'm in the same boat. Like I'm pretty bummed that it got canceled, but yeah, the fact that it did get leaked, quote unquote, it may be people. It may have been one of those insider leaks, you know, where they're like, "Oh, hey guys, we leaked this. We want to see people's reactions to it." So, you know, you never know. It looked cool.
That could be it, though. I like that idea of, like, let's see the reactions. Let's get a feeler here because we might not really want to cancel it. And I think that'd be the way to go. But I, from what I've heard from people, it seems like it's on the right path. If they want to do it, like, yeah, no protest here. Let's get more Spider-Man for everybody, right? Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I want more Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I like I want you to throw some sand in my eyes or whatever he says. What's the fucking what's the quote? Throw some dirt in your eyes, you know? Like, yeah. I'm all for that, man.
Yep, I'm with it. Sure. I'm with it. Sure, give man. Me the emo Parker fucking outfit DLC, Jesus. Dude. I'll pay whatever we need to for that. That's good. All right. Well, those are that's our news and our web leaking all over the fucking place.
Oh boy.
Now we got it's the end of the month. Next time you hear us, it'll be the beginning of April. So that means instead of a did they get it right, we're going to get our wins first. So gaming win of the month. Mine is the Fallout TV show trailer, the second one that dropped. Full trailer, much more story, much more Walton Goggins. I'm with this. I think it actually looks pretty fucking good. The humor's a lot better. I don't know. Maybe the first trailer was just seemed like it was trying to get general audiences or something and be a little too quirky. This one seems a lot more interesting. So, new Fallout. I see, Cordova, you had the same exact shit. What's your take here? Because that's my win. I think
it really surprised. I really liked the second trailer. Like, it looked a lot more Fallout-like. It didn't look like it was forcing anything like the first one did, like with the weird slow-motion shots and that, like, you know, fucking stupid ass person yelling while he's shooting a gun in the vault and all that. Like, yeah. I didn't get that vibe from this one. It looked a lot more Fallout like, and you know, Walton Goggins is the boy.
Yeah.
He looked pretty cool in it. I mean, the whole his acting and he turns into a ghoul, quote unquote, or I'm sorry, spoiler alert if you didn't see the trailer, but whatever. Like, I think it looks cool. I'm there for it. I'm going to check it out when it drops, I believe, next month or...
Yeah, you know what? And then April. We're going to give our thoughts on this goddamn podcast when that thing drops. That's going to happen. So, yeah. What'd you think of the trailer, James? Did you like it? Yeah.
I mean, it looks... The second trailer looked better, but I just don't like the protagonist at all. She just doesn't do it for me. I don't know why, but it bothers me.
Would you say she looks like an NPC?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But no, like Walton got just to see Walton Goggins in it, that kind of already sold me. Because he was doing the whole infomercial type thing in the beginning, which was cool.
Yes, very
cool.
And
then he, you know, then becomes a ghoul. So, you know, and maybe based on the ghoul in New Vegas, that's what they're saying. But you know, we don't know.
Cool.
So, yeah, I don't know. Sure. I'll give it a watch, but that's the only thing that's kind of like pulling me away from it, because still I'm like I don't like her premise, because I feel in the games every build-up has been really good, and I feel this is weak and they should have followed more in the games. Like
true, the games have a lot like more weight behind
each
person's journey. That makes more I can see that for sure. Yeah, that makes sense. This is a lot more standard.
So, yeah, it's like, oh, okay, so she's just going into the freaking wasteland because, oh, I'm curious. Like, bro, come on. Like,
where's Liam Neeson? Where's Liam Neeson? Come on.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to watch it. The second trailer did look a lot more promising, and I like that. It feels like there's going to be multiple characters, much like, you know, NPCs in a sense. The guy that's playing the Brotherhood of Steel soldier, that one looks cool. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm with it. Okay. So, That's our wins. But James, what you got for your win?
My win is Battletoads dropping on Super Nintendo Online because it's one of my all-time favorite games and favorite franchises, and I've been kind of stuck playing it. So Battletoads and Battle Maniacs is on Super Nintendo, and if you've never played it, it's just so much fun because you are quite literally a little toad, but you get to turn your head and fist and foot into giant animated versions and kick the shit out of enemies, and it's so much fun. So if you've never played it, go play it. It's a very awesome, classic side-scrolling beat-em-up, and I've been over the moon because it dropped. So, yeah.
That's right, and it's on the cheaper Nintendo plan, but you know what? If you want a little more things, you got to get that family plan, baby, and we are a family here on the NPC Game Podcast. Oh my God.
Yes, we are.
Jesus.
That's right.
Great. Now Nintendo's going to come for us because they know that we're fucking showing. Great.
They're going to send Alex a cease and desist letter.
Yeah. They're like, no. They are not the same last names. all right. Well, with those wins, we got a couple busts. I already talked some shit earlier, so I'm going to keep mine really, really quickly. PS5 VR 2. Honestly, I hate to see something that so many people put so much effort into just not be supported. But also, VR games aren't there yet. When they are, cool. Right now. All-around fail, you know, just all-around fail. Sorry, not my thing. That's mine.
That's mine.
Yeah. What you got, James?
Yeah, mine is still the Borderlands movie looking pretty bad. I want to like it, but that trailer did not sell me on it. Mm-hmm. And it feels like it's just they're going to just jam-pack a bunch of action and a bunch of colors and shit into it, and it's not really going to be in the same vein of Borderlands. I mean, obviously that was the first trailer, and I love Kevin Hart, but Kevin Hart is not Roland. So,
and he doesn't look like he's having fun. Kevin Hart's supposed to look like he's having fun. He looks bored that whole fucking trailer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know why that's his character quirk in it. But yeah, he looks bored. I mean, Jack Black as Claptrap is awesome.
That's
but,
great. Yeah, that's
great. And then the other thing that bothers me is I forget her first name, but Greenblatt, the one that's playing Tiny Tina. Mm-hmm. She didn't sound anything like Tiny Tina. And Tiny Tina is one of the funniest characters in the entire franchise.
Yeah.
And she's just so wild. And that's what makes her such a great character. And I didn't feel any of that. So I'm not about it right now. I'm going to wait, obviously, for the next trailer to come out to see if maybe it's going to be like Fallout and it's going to show more promise. But as it stands right now, it looks pretty stupid.
I'm with you on that one. It looks dumb. Yeah. Cordova, I think we talked about this too, but let's fail the month.
Yeah. My fail is the Battlefront collection, man. Like we already talked about, everyone was hyped for it. There wasn't anyone that was like, oh, fuck that. No one wanted that. Everyone wanted it, and they fumbled it. They fucking fumbled it. That shit would have been like the multiplayer game to jump back on with your friends and all that shit, but literally, like, the same day that it came out, I saw people promoting. They're like, you know what? This made me realize how much I am, like, dropping the ball on Battlefront 2, which we all know launched in an absolute horrible state, meaning the, what was it, 2017?
The EA one, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the EA one, right? Don't get me wrong. That shit launched horrible. But they did turn around. They fixed a lot of it. But people were even saying, why are we paying money for this when we should go support this game so that EA can actually like build on it and shit like that? And don't get me wrong, I don't like EA, but they really did show a lot of heart to fix that game. And then they gave us two awesome Jedi games in Jedi Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor. So like EA has gotten the trust back, but it's at the same time, if they were to do a Battlefront 3 like next gen, it would still be apprehensive, but I don't think they would fuck it up, in all honesty. Like,
as much as
this collection fucked up.
Battlefront Infinite, do the Halo thing. Come on. Halo turning around, Battlefront turning around. Just give us what we want. Just give me what we want. Like, come on. This is not fair.
Yeah, that's a big fail, man. Like, everyone was hyped for it.
No.
And it just dropped the ball.
They literally lost my money. My money was ready. It was fucking ready. And instead, same. I used that money to buy the Invincible Compendium. So,
ooh,
yeah, I got one and two, guy. Baby. One and
look
two.
At you, young man.
So, nice. Yeah, thanks, fucking Aspyr. Anyways.
Good old Aspyr.
Good old Aspyr. Anyways, all right, now we're almost wrapped up here. We just got to let you guys know a little bit about what we're playing. I'll be a little quick with mine, too, because it's similar shit, but with some updates. Dead Island 2, I like it more and more as I keep playing. Great game, actually. I know I said it was like 7 or 8 before, but high 8. Like, honestly, a lot of fun. It's just a slow start. One of those games that's kind of a slow, like, do I want to keep playing for, like, maybe the first two and a half hours? And then once you get the loop down, I mean, it's just fun. I love it. I'm going to play it after we're done with this. Or this next game, I was stuck on a boss at Prince of Persia, whatever the crown, the 2D one that I've been raving about. I've been stuck on this fucking boss for, like, 2 weeks. So I finally beat the boss. You know? I would say the boss fights are kind of soulsy a little bit. They are definitely really fucking hard. So I didn't realize how hard they would be until later on in the game when you're powered up and like, oh, you have to actually use all the powers you earn. Like, you can't just rely on your combat or instincts. Like, you use the fucking gifts they give you. And they gave me another one after it was done, so I'm a little scared for the next boss. But man, is that such a good game. The Lost Crown, like, when I'm finished, guys, whoever wants it. Like, whatever. Play it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to toss it your way. So.
Oh, yeah.
Great game. And, like, I do it every other month, Tears of the Kingdom. Like, just whenever I want to relax, I just look out for a mountain and see what takes my attention on my way to that mountain. And it's such a relaxing time. Tears of the Kingdom, to this, I'm not going to beat it. Like, I just want to keep having the game to play. So that's my relaxation game, Tears of the Kingdom. But honestly, all three fantastic stuff for when I can find time for it. But definitely don't sleep on Prince of Persia. Beat the shit out of me. But I still want to keep playing. So, great game. All right, James, what you got?
I actually have a random game that you guys may or may not have heard of, but I stumbled upon it, and I've been stuck on it for a good solid week and a half. It's called Balatro, however you want to say it. But what it is a poker-inspired roguelike deck builder. And right now on Steam, it's 10 out of 10 out of almost 20,000 reviews.
Shit.
This game came out of nowhere. I just randomly saw an article and I decided to buy it. I had like, I don't know how many points saved up on the Switch. So I ended up getting it for half off. It's only $15. Mm-hmm. But man, it's so fun. So I like playing cards. I like gambling. And it's kind of taking that with one of my favorite genres of games, which is the roguelite, and putting those together. And so at its core, it's a very basic poker game, but as you start to play the game, you start to unlock more. Basically, you use jokers that have all these kind of powers, and they help you to get higher antes and to get higher money in the game itself. It's so much fun.
Okay.
I know we were talking about, I think last episode or the episode before that, we were talking about games taking a genre and doing something different with them, especially indies doing that and why they're so successful. And this game is a perfect example of that. It took two genres that don't belong together whatsoever, which is like poker and then the roguelike, but put them together in such a way that it's so fun. It's a very relaxing game. It's very simplistic. Like I said, at its core, you're just playing poker, essentially trying to get poker hands and trying to do all that, but you get like multipliers from all the different cards you use, and there's different powers that you unlock and yada yada. But I highly recommend it for people that like roguelike, and just if you like deck building games and you happen to like poker, then absolutely check this game out. So like I said, it's $15. It's on pretty much everything. It's even on the phone, but it's on PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, Series X and S, the Switch, and it's on PC as well. Like I said, it's almost 20,000 reviews, and it's got a perfect 10 out of 10 on Steam, and that's for a reason. It's a very, very weird game initially, but it's a lot of fun, and you start to discover more about it as you go on, and you know, you're losing and all that stuff, but it's definitely a lot of fun, and I highly recommend it. It's one of those ones where you don't have to do a whole lot, and you just can. I just get lost playing it. Like,
I feel like it plays into your addictions, like, for sure.
It does. It does. And I'm like, wait, well, I'm not.
Is it poker or is it like blackjack?
No, it's poker. It's straight poker. So oh, you make shit. You make four of a kind, three of a kind, two pair, full okay. house, straights. It's straight poker. But like I said, you just get all these extra cool things because the cards you unlock, they give you different powers. And you just have to find a more strategic way to get further in the game. It gets frustrating at times, but it's a lot of fun. So, yeah. And you're right, friend, it does, because I'm like, cool, well, I'm not in Vegas playing cards, and this is feeding that addiction.
Yeah, it's good. Save some money. Not bad switch points.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's a lot of fun. And then other than that, a game that I slept on for a long time that I'm finally playing now is Sifu, which is free right now on the PlayStation Plus extra tier. If I knew about this game. It looked awesome, but I just never played it, and I'm playing it right now, and it's unbelievably difficult. So I'm kind of like balancing that and Balatro is like my let's not be mad game, and then Sifu is like let's be mad. It's very souls like. It's hard. A lot, like I'm not good at fighting games, and you have to know combos to be good at it, and I'm like getting really frustrated, but it's a lot of fun, and like it's got a really 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 good storyline. So that's another one. If you have seen it and never played it, I highly recommend it, so jump on it.
Okay. Well, it's on sale on the Switch right now, actually. I don't know.
Yeah, you
would love it. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. All right, Kurtov, what you got?
I dabbled in the Sifu this past weekend. I just wanted to try it, and then next thing you know, it's 2 hours later, and I'm just like, fuck. Mm-hmm. I want to keep going back. But yeah, it's a cool premise. And then... Yeah. You know, I dabbled in it, but then this past week, you know, I put here Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I'm in the what's it called? The overworld.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm getting lost in the little activities or whatever. But just for, I don't know, I was feeling like a little mix-up where I just want to, like, get back to, like, a straight single-player game. And I actually put in Final Fantasy XVI. And I was talking to Leo about that yesterday on the group chat. And I got to a part where the internet was, like, buzzing. And I literally thought myself that it was, like, later in the game. But it's kind of about, like, at the 8-9 hour mark. Like, the story is already in there and all this shit. But I got to that, and I did that little segment. And next thing you know, it's fucking 2 hours later. And I'm just like, yep, I'm going to keep playing this game now. So Rebirth is on the side burner. I'm going back to 16 because that combat is, like, just... Devil May Cry, like, in a way. It's very, very cool.
Rebirth is back in the womb. I get you.
Yeah. Rebirth is the afterbirth, as you say.
It's got an okay afterbirth.
Yeah. And then the other game that I also downloaded for only, like, $6 on Steam that I've been wanting to replay is the South Park Stick of Truth game. So
I've been having that temptation, dude. I honestly have.
Dude, it's so like, yeah.
Stick of Truth and the Fractured Butthole are also on free on PlayStation Plus, the extra tiers and whatever. And I saw them and I was like, damn, I haven't played Stick of Truth in a long time. Like, I marathoned that game. I didn't care for Fractured Butthole as much, but Stick of Truth is unbelievably funny.
Yeah, that's a good game. So
it's a very good game.
Yeah, so I'm playing Stick of Truth on the Steam Deck. I mean, Ubisoft absolutely sucks balls at optimizing their games for PCs. So it's sucking up my battery. But at the same time, like, just to be able to play it for like an hour in bed while right before I go to bed is just fucking, yeah. I'm like, God damn, this game is so fucking good. Just like the combat, the fucking story, the humor. Oh, God.
Have you played it before? Is this your first time?
Yeah, no. I played it before on the Xbox, but it's just the fact that I'm replaying it for the first time in like 5 years that I'm just like, God damn, this fucking game, dude. I forgot like how good it is.
Even though this game's been out for a long time, so whatever. But one of my favorite jokes, this is like one of my favorite South Park jokes ever, is in the game when you're fighting. When you come across the direwolves, and then I forget who's explaining what they are, they're like, look out, they're direwolves. They're just like regular wolves, but they're dire. It's one of the funniest fucking jokes that I've ever heard ever. And from South Park, it killed me. Like, those moments in the game, there's so many. I can't. They're countless.
Yep.
I'm gonna have to go back. I'm gonna have to go back to play this again too.
Yeah, you kind of sold me on this. It's been a long
time.
Yeah.
I know it's been a long time since I played. I gotta play it again too.
Well, I think it's on sale on the Switch, and like portable is like that game is so good. Portable, just like like that gameplay and the whole, like, you know, it's not even super super graphics intensive. It's just the fact that you can play it portable that, like, really changes it up. Like, it's really? Like, fuck, I can play this in bed on my Switch or something, right?
I've speculated that as much, so,
Yeah,
hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I might check it out. If it's on sale, just have it in the backlog. It's a big backlog, but honestly, after Prince of Persia, I might need something funny, you know? Let's see. Wow, we played some good fucking games this week, you know? They're all not fucking Battlefield. So, we gotta the end front. This. Battlefront, that's right. Well, fucking whatever, dude. we're gonna end this with our absurd headline. Anybody want it, or should I roll with this bitch?
Do it.
The Florida Joker has apparently ended his feud with Rockstar over GTA 6. Yay! He now has his sights on a new target that he, quote-unquote, needs to talk to. And that is the new Crow movie starring Bill Skarsgård. Oh, that lame-looking fucking movie.
I could spend another hour talking about this, but yeah.
Yeah.
They did a side-by-side, and it was really funny. I saw the side-by-side of Florida Joker and then whatever the hell Bill Skarsgård's supposed to be as Eric Draven in the movie, but it was pretty funny.
That's good. I hope he wins.
Me too.
I hope he wins.
Florida Joker?
Kill this... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I want him to win.
Dude, I'm sorry. Like, this is...
It's like Jared Leto Joker bad, dude. It's like Jared Leto Joker bad.
I can't get into it because I'm just going to keep... I'm just... Yeah, it's...
Wait, did you see the video that he posted? Because you remember how I told you guys a couple episodes ago when he was coming at GTA 6, he like came out of a random bush in the backyard and he's just like,
no,
he's like GTA 6, we need to talk, right? Like, for this video about the Crow, this full fucking, like, he was talking to the camera on a PC and he's just like, yo, Rockstar, we good. I'm done with y'all. I don't care about GTA 6. He's like, but... He's like, the Crow, we gotta talk. And then he like does a side by side with fucking Bill Skarsgård. He's like, don't this look familiar? And I'm like, oh my god.
That's
dude.
Good. Yes. Oh, yes. Okay, now I gotta watch this shit.
Yeah, go watch the video, dude. It's so fucking good. I'm
he's
like,
the fucking gift that keeps on giving. There you go, man.
He really is.
Anytime we get a Florida Joker update, we're doing it.
Yeah. This is already like the third or fourth one, man.
He's like Suicide Squad, kill the Justice League.
We gotta talk, Joker.
It's like, don't even put my fucking name in there. That game's trash. okay, all right. Well, that was this week's NPC Gaming Podcast episode. See you back at the beginning of good old April. I'm your host, Anthony Fuentes, of this podcast and the Horrible People's Podcast, and this is a production of the Horrible People's Network. It is currently my birthday month on the podcast, so I'm watching a lot of cool shit. We just covered some wrestling in a very, very dark episode. Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2, and this week we're covering Here Comes the Man in Black. So there's plenty more on the way on that show. And of course, us here. Now, James, you are, I think, in even more shows than I am on this network, but go ahead. What are you doing?
I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. No. Yeah, I'm part of one of the players of Turning Tables Podcast, which is part of the Horrible People's Network. It's a live D&D campaign. We are finally getting back to action. We've been out of action for quite a bit because we are all busy people. And... What the hell else am I doing? If you want to go back to the Horrible People's Podcast and go back to February, you can listen to Trash Month, which was chock full of terrible horror movies, one of which was Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, which has now recently been announced as part of a multiverse.
And I was going to send you guys that fucking screenshot, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so basically... All I'm saying is that we have Trash Month picks for like the next 2 years, so expect those to be covered.
I can't wait for our Bambi the Reckoning episode. That's gonna be some shit.
Yes. One of them is Pinocchio Unstrung.
Oh my god.
Anyway, and I also have my own solo podcast called the Retired Mosher Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at Retired Mosher Pod. I just had my longest episode and my first guest, which is my buddy Wyatt. We talked all about festivals we've been to, the Slayer reunion, and all kinds of good stuff. So please go give that a listen. I am also working on my fifth episode, which I will be diving deep into the Crow remake on.
That's what I'm talking about.
Stay tuned for that, because I was like, what am I going to talk about? Then that trailer came out. I was like, now I know what I'm going to talk about. So expect episode 5 to be dropping very soon, but go give me a follow. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Cordova, what you got?
I am still trying to get my little Instagram gaming, my gaming Instagram, you know, more content. I do have a lot of things in the pipeline. It's just the fact that I need to edit them.
Yes.
And it's funny because last night I literally, spoiler alert, I'm going to post something that my daughter, I was so proud, you know, like a proud, like a proud father moment. I got killed in Fortnite and she was playing. And when you die in Fortnite, you get to watch the other person, right? And she literally sniped someone to win the game. And I was like, you know, the app, I'm going to post it on my Instagram and say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So
damn,
that is the kind of stuff that gets me happy. I know, I'm not sure if you guys can relate, if you guys is...
You know what? I think once she starts teabagging her opponents too, then she's full on your legacy right there. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, but basically, in summary, yes, I do have my gaming Instagram is still up and going at Big Bang Cordova. Yeah. All one word on Instagram. You can go check it out. I'm trying to post more clips, memes, and stuff like that. But that's pretty much it. Yeah, I mean, sweet. I don't. When I'm ever invited to the gaming episodes, I'll go do that on the Horrible People's Network.
Oh, yeah, I got
to
schedule podcast, one more, so. Motherfucker. Okay, good reminder, yeah.
Yeah,
all right. All righty, well, that's it. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Peace.
Later.
Bye-bye.